This is KEXP FM in Seattle. We're in the live room. My name is Greg Vandy, and we're really happy to have Margo Price in the studio.
Oh,
All right, Margo Price, KEXP, great to have you here.
$57 from being broke. Kiss my mama and my sisters, and I said goodbye. And with my suitcase packed, I wiped the tears from my eyes. Times they were tough growing up at home. My daddy lost the farm when I was 2 years old. Took a job at the prison, working second shift. And that's the last time I let them take what should be his. And the drinking caused me grief. Thought I found a friend, but I only found a thief. Soon I settled down with a married man. We had a couple babies, started living off the land. But my firstborn died, and I cried out to God, is there anybody out there looking down on me at all? All I wanna do is make something last, but I can't see the future. I can't change the past. I wanna buy back the farm, bring my mom home some wine, turn back the clock on the cruel hands of time. Still I keep running fast as I can. Try to make something honest with my own two hands. And I ain't got the breath to say another bad word. So if I ever said it wrong, won't you forget what you heard? Home some wine, turn back the clock.
Miss Margot Price live on KXP, Hands of Time and Tennessee Song from her fantastic record called Midwest Farmer's Daughter on Third Man Records. She's going to be on the Seattle Center playing Bummer Shoot today at 6 p.m. on the mural stage. Margot, it's great to have you here.
Thank you so much. We're happy to be here.
Yeah. That song is fantastic, Hands of Time.
Thank you. That's our semi-condensed version.
Right.
It's a little long.
Yeah. It's been quite a year for you.
Yeah, it's been a good year so far.
Congratulations, really, on everything that's been going on.
Thank you.
You've been everywhere.
We've been around.
Yeah. There's the critical appraise. There's you've been on all the TV shows. You've played Ryman in Nashville. You know, it's one of the best records of the year. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah. You've been outgoing nonstop for quite a while.
Yeah, we've definitely hit the road really hard this year. We just got back into the country last night. We were in England and Denmark. It was really nice.
Yeah, you played End of the Road Festival, I think.
Yeah. It felt like the end of the road, but I think it's going to keep going on longer.
I think you get a bit of a break, right, coming up in a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you're back out again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That song is very autobiographical, Hands of Time. Kind of tells your story there.
Unfortunately,
in
yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that's why people really sort of resonate with you, is because you're honest about your story and that shows through in the songs?
I hope so. I think there's something very attractive about honesty in today's world.
Yeah. And you really are the daughter of a farmer.
Yeah. My father and all his brothers and my grandfather, they had a lot of farmlands when I was very young.
And when you were young, your father lost the farm.
Yeah.
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 And that song is great because it really tells really the sort of, you know, a lot of years of adversity and resilience for you.
Yeah, I just kind of laid it all out there and, it's hard on my sleeve kind of song. The last verse is very open-ended though.
Yeah.
So tried to keep it positive.
Yeah. Well, you made a fantastic record, and I guess for a lot of people, you kind of came out of the blue, right? I mean, you recorded the record in Memphis at Sun Studio and mixed it at Arden, two great studios, and then got picked up by Third Man in Nashville.
Yeah.
Is that kind of how it went?
Yeah, it was. I guess to a lot of people, I'm a new face, but I'm a 13-year overnight success.
Yeah.
That's what I like to...
Right. Did it surprise you how well the record's doing?
Yeah, it did. I had no preconceived notions that it would do the things that it has. Like I said, I've been wanting to do it, you know, one of these sessions for like 5 years.
And yeah.
All the little things we've got to do along the way this year have it's been really nice.
Yeah. So you're a fan of KXP. That's nice to hear.
Yeah. I am. Sure.
Yeah. We've been playing the record quite a bit. It's a fantastic record. I think definitely one of the best of the year. You want to play another song?
Sure. Yeah. Let's
do it. This is Margot Price. The record's called Midwest Farmer's Daughter on Third Man.
Now I know
cold and you can walk that road. I've been told, but I won't put out the beat control. I don't write the shit that gets bought and sold. As any man, he might know, he used to live on music row. That was then, and this is now. He told me this time won't get to hell. What I found is town gets around.
Miss Margot Price live on KXP. This Town Gets Around from the album Midwest Farmer's Daughter. Margot Price, that's about Nashville, I would imagine, that song.
Yeah, it is.
Do we really want to get into that?
Probably not.
How much time do we have, right? Can you introduce this band to us? This band is fantastic.
Yes, I'd love to. I'll start left to right here. Over here on lead guitar, Jamie Davis. On the pedal steel and dobro, Mr. Luke Schneider. Back behind the drums, Dylan Napier. On the bass, Kevin Black. And on
the local boy.
Yes, the local boy. On the synth and the piano is Micah Holscher.
Right on. Good to have you, Micah. All right. So, Margo, I love the album, everything about it. You know, even the design is fantastic. But inside the record, there's all these nice notes that are handwritten. You handwritten wrote the notes and all the lyrics. And in the acknowledgments, it's clear the Prices and the Ivies are right up in there with the people you wanted to thank the most. A lot of your family. Are you thinking there? And of course, your husband, Jeremy Ivey, who was also your partner in music and life.
Yeah, he co-wrote about six of the songs on the album with me. Yeah.
So it sounds like family is pretty important to you.
Yeah, it is. I miss them so much when I'm gone. Actually, my husband just came on the road with me and played some guitar because I had smashed my finger in a car door. So this is my first show playing guitar since that incident.
Right? Wow.
It was a couple weeks.
So he really is there for you.
Yeah. He'll sit in on any instrument.
But he's really been there for you for a long time. And the making of this record and sort of the launch into this country career, he's really been there with you in terms of co-writing some of the music and just, you know, I think in some of the lyrics talk about selling the car to make the record.
Yeah,
right. So you guys put it out there.
Yeah, he definitely was the one who finally spearheaded the recording because I didn't want to do a fundraising type thing, and I couldn't find anyone to finance it. So he just walked into the kitchen one day as I was cooking eggs and was like, "I'm selling the car."
Yeah.
He went down on Gallatin Road there in Nashville and just.
Yeah.
Sold it that same day.
Because he believes in you, but also the songs. I mean, the songs are fantastic. So
thank you.
Wasn't really like a too much of a hedge, right?
Yeah, it wasn't really that much of a gamble, but...
Yeah. Did you buy the car back?
No, we still only have one car.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully that changed soon.
The
career is really launching in a fantastic way.
It's going
really
well. I'm hoping to get a tour bus.
There
you
go.
That's what I'm hoping for. Maybe we won't even buy another car.
So tell me about how Third Man picked it up. I think I read somewhere that, you know, we talked about recording the record in Memphis, but it's really a classic Nashville sound, right? It sounds like a 1972 record from some of my favorite artists back in the day. So
Thank you. When
you made the record, were you kind of conscious of trying to get that sound? And how did it, you know, when a lot of people get involved, sometimes the sound can change in a record. But did it sort of meet your expectations when you went in to record?
Yeah, definitely. Aside from Kevin, everyone in this room played on the record. And although Kevin played with me in the very early days on bass. But I knew going into it that, you know, these guys all cared a lot. And I didn't, you know, hire a bunch of people that, you know, just do sessions. I got people who really wanted to be involved. And, I mean, they're the best.
Yeah.
I think they're the best band in Nashville, if you ask me.
Yeah,
I'm a little biased.
Yeah.
But, you know, we went in there and we recorded without headphones. And you know, that was why I kind of struggled so much. I tried to change guitars. I'm not used to wearing headphones. But it was, you know, it was a small room, even smaller than this, where we did it. And just in there very close with each other.
I like how the band covered for you at the beginning of that last song.
I was like, do some licks, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Hot licks.
So when you make a record, then you kind of shop the record around, and then Third Man picked it up. And from what I read, you know, you kind of got on Jack White's radar, and he really considered you sort of a breath of fresh air, right? And then wanted to put out the record.
Yeah. Luke told me one night we were just hanging out at the bar. He was like, you need to try to get your album to Third Man. And mm-hmm. he knew few folks that, you know, they were acquaintances of his. And
yeah.
So we sent it in, and then things happened very quickly from there. But even after I recorded the album, there was, like, months and months of me trying to get it to all these labels. And so, you know, Third Man was a breath of fresh air for me as well, the fact that they didn't want to change anything.
Yeah.
And they just were there to support me.
Well, that kind of gets back to the last song, right? I mean, you know, East Nashville, where you came up, and there's just so many great bands coming out of there right now. And then there's the Nashville. They're figuratively miles apart, right? They're close, but they're miles apart in a figurative sense. You know, how many other great bands in Nashville are going to break like you have?
Well, hopefully a lot more. You know, I have so many talented friends that deserve all the success, and it is just hard to, you know, to finance their projects and you know it, but if there's a will, there's a way. I really like Erin Ray, and Meanwhiles, she's amazing. Darren Bradbury, you know, Los Colones, there's just endless bands over
big,
there.
Big fan of Los Colones.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah.
Also Promised Land Sound.
I love those
Banditos,
guys. Banditos. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Caitlin Rose, you mentioned her in the notes. So yeah. Well, hopefully, you know, Nashville will sort of recognize the mainstream Nashville will recognize some of these great bands. And
Yeah. I'm sure they will.
Okay. Well, how about another song?
Yeah,
how about
let's
a fourth
do it.
Song from the fantastic record? It's called Midwest Farmer's Daughter. It's on Third Man. Marco Price is playing Bumper Shoot tonight at 6 p.m. at the Mural Stage.
Come see us.
Yes, I waited in the sun. I was crying all alone, but you were out having fun. I gave you 4 year chances, but you threw them all away. I gave you 1,461 days. I gave you 4 years to change.
Miss Margot Price, 4 years of chances from the fantastic record, one of the best records of the year, Midwest Farmer's Daughter. She's going to be a bumper shoot at the Mural Stage tonight at 6 p.m. I highly recommend seeing this show. Margot, it's so great to have you here.
Been our pleasure. Thank you.
All right. This is KXP FM Seattle.